So, I'm going to get this started in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Iron Jedi 77 podcast. This week's episode, I should say. I have a guest host today, Ultimate Gamer 17.
Hello, guys.
AKA Obi-Wan 777.
Well, not really. Yeah, not anymore, but
Yeah, but I mean, formerly known as. Does that work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least for now, anyways.
Yep.
Well, you pretty much.
Yeah. All right. So, start off with the wrestling part.
Yes. Never
So,
mind. It's kind of weird.
yeah. All right. So, Raw and SmackDown this week. Actually,
I
before it
saw
begins,
highlights.
yeah. Raw, it was a. That's all I can say. It's just I don't have any words. It was just bad, basically.
All I
Raw
gotta
this
say is a
week.
bunch of bucks in the main event. Just why? I get it, it's
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey's Raw debut, but still.
Exactly. I mean, it's Alicia Fox.
And where has she
Plus.
been for the past couple months?
Exactly. I mean, she's been back for injury. Let's see. When did she get recovered? When was she recovered?
Sometime after WrestleMania, but it was a while after that though.
Yeah,
I
so.
think she was supposed to come back, but then she got into an altercation with Ronda Rousey's husband, and then I think they held off a return or something.
Yeah, I'm not
That's just
totally
what I've been
sure.
rumored was backstage, anyways.
Oh, excuse me. To be honest, I didn't really look into it because, I mean, it's Alicia Fox, so she's. I mean, yeah, it's not. She's just bad. It's not like anything personal. It's just.
Some
I
stuff
mean. I mean,
about
she's the undercard, so.
yeah. I found some stuff about, remember what I was saying about how with Matt Hardy's tweets?
Yeah.
I found out what it could mean. Is it's a possible retirement because he said something. He posted a picture of like it was like a maybe an impact match where he like jumped, but and like the way he landed, he said it's like I think he said his lower from the way it seemed, it was like his lower back and something like his hip were like fusing, sort of, so he can't like compete as hard as he used to.
When was the impact match?
I forget. I'll have to find the picture and send it to you if I can find
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, before getting into Raw and SmackDown, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I've been forgetting to mention NXT.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. NXT is basically the best WWE show going right now, and I
Yeah.
forget to mention it. So,
Speaking of NXT, the former champion is hurt.
oh yeah,
God, where is it?
I mean, I usually don't report rumors, but I mean, it's a
This
little bit
one's
worth
isn't an
mentioning.
actual thing. He's
Yeah,
actually, it
well.
wasn't anything bad, but it was like enough that
Yeah,
they
it was
advertised the match at TakeOver.
Takeover match is the supposed rumor that I was going to mention. So apparently the plan was till Black got injured, Triple Threat, Ciampa, Gargano, Aleister Black. Aleister Black, I think it's a minor injury, but it's enough
I
to
can't
keep him
remember
from
what it was,
competing.
but maybe like
Pretty sure it was a downstairs injury.
something like that, yeah, like a little
Yeah.
hair.
Yeah, I didn't really look to see exactly what it was. I just saw the headline,
But I
so.
remember reported before that, before he got hurt, it wasn't even technically confirmed that the match was happening. It still hasn't been confirmed.
Yeah, but I mean, they're setting up for that match on NXT TV.
Think it's supposed to happen tonight.
Oh yeah. Aleister Black versus Gargano. Yeah, it's gonna happen. Probably the main event. I'm actually really looking forward to that match. I think it's going to be pretty good.
I think it has potential.
Yeah. Maybe another 5-star match?
Possibly.
Yeah. I mean, it has Gargano in it, so.
Yeah. Didn't Ciampa and Black's match get a 5-star match? Rating, I should
think. I don't think so. I'm sure it got a high rating, but I don't think it got 5 stars. Because Cultaholic reported that.
Oh, Cultaholic.
Yeah, report. Yeah. So, anyway. So, yeah. So.
Hey, you forgot to mention their feud.
What?
Cultaholic's feud that's going on.
Oh, I'm not really going into that stuff. Yeah. So anyway, the NXT, I'm just going to do a quick rundown of all the current feuds going on. Of course, obviously, we just talked about the NXT title picture. You know, got Ciampa, Gargano, and Aleister Black. I was going to say, the supposed rumor is that it's still going to be a triple threat, but instead of Aleister Black, since he's injured, Matt Riddle is going to be in the match. His debut.
That would be a true surprise, but I kind of doubt that.
Yeah, I doubt it's going to happen, but...
I think he's going to show up in the ring. Or not in the ring, but in the crowd.
Yeah, that's what they normally do.
Yeah.
Also, I thought Keith Lee would be in the crowd. Oh, wait, he was at Chicago 2, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It was. He did, yeah.
Yeah, the bad part about, like, TakeOver Chicago's, kind of hate to say it, but they are a little bit forgettable. Obviously, the first one, he had the DIY breakup.
Not like
but,
a one.
But yeah. It's
good for them, but not really.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so right now, pretty much the only non-title feud right now is EC3 versus Velveteen Dream. So far, it hasn't been bad. Then again, it's just starting off, so I'm sure it'll get better as it progresses. But I'm actually hoping that they... hoping that, like, Dream makes, like, some sort of TNA reference. You know how he always does those special attires?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he does something like that. You know, like, on the side of his leg. Say, Impact.
Something like with Ricochet.
Yeah.
That was not a bad feud, actually. Their matches were great.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that a 5-star match, or was it close?
It was close. I'd say it was close until the end.
Yeah.
Until the end, that's when Ricochet really started to pick up. And
More of a one-sided match.
Until the end. Right, the ending. Like, that final stretch in the match, it was definitely pretty much one-sided.
Saw a rumor about the women's title match at SummerSlam for SmackDown is going to become a fatal four-way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did see that. I'm not sure if they're going to do that. I mean, Asuka's lost, let's see, 2 pay-per-views in a row now, title matches. So, I think now she's kind of out of the title picture.
Yeah.
Plus, she hasn't been on TV, like, at all recently, pretty much.
She was supposed to. I heard a rumor. I don't think it happened, but she was supposed to fight Carmella tonight, but she didn't.
No.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. Carmella didn't fight. She did guest commentary for Charlotte and Becky's tag match against the Iconics.
Yeah, they're truly pulling up everybody in the tag division.
Yeah.
Nope. There we go.
Yeah, so back to NXT. speaking of Ricochet, he has a match against Adam Cole, North American Championship, on the line. That has potential to be one of the best matches of the night. Adam Cole has potential.
Well, that far, but it's close. If they let him have the time, they will put him on a match of the year candidate match.
Yeah. Yeah, hands down. I mean, you have Adam Cole for... It's actually starting to become an injustice that he is not NXT champ at this point.
Yeah,
really. As good as he is.
I mean, it's quite been a year since he's debuted, but he might win it after that.
He is the inaugural North American champ, so he has made history in NXT. So
yes,
he does have that going for him.
Yeah.
So, but. I don't know. I could see that match going either way.
Yeah.
As Adam Cole has had, I hate to say a long title reign, because I don't think it's been long enough to say it's a long title reign, but it's definitely not been a short title reign. Adam Cole has gotten a few defenses in.
Bro, didn't he win at WrestleMania weekend? Was that when the match?
Yeah, at New Orleans.
He's had to have it for at least 100 some days.
Yeah.
Maybe long.
Oh, actually, that match where he won the title was a 5-star match.
Yeah, that was a good match.
Yeah, that was good. Adam Cole, Ricochet. Definitely going to be good, hands down. It's just how good will it be, I guess, is the big question there. Kind of past this at this point, I just want to make a quick statement, or not really statement, but just make a quick point. I've noticed Velveteen Dream, like the build-up with his feuds, they've had moments, but other than that, they haven't really been that great. But then the matches are always great. I don't know if anybody else has noticed that. Like, the promos and that, he has moments, but...
Yeah, this is including not only NXT, but WWE in general, is that their build-up to, like, in-ring matches, like in-ring, like on TV, aren't that good. But when it comes to right before the match with the video package, they are great at doing it.
Yeah.
That's probably the best thing about feuds right now. Yeah. Then again, when they put on a bad video package.
Yeah. Yeah, video packages are always great. Actually, I was watching this one YouTube video. And they said on there, and I fairly agree with them. I think there are a few exceptions. But in today's day with the feuds... Basically, it doesn't really matter which week, like, the way that they build up the feuds.
Yeah.
Like, they could just reshuffle, like, wherever they did the spot, to build it up.
Yeah.
And it would still be the same, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah. So, yeah. Oh, man, the NXT, tag title picture is getting pretty interesting. They might do a triple threat. They're definitely on NXT TV. They're definitely sort of building it up. Right now it's Undisputed Era versus Mustache Mountain for the titles at Brooklyn 4. But they've had War Machine come out after their matches and that, like in the Speed Era, you'll have War Machine come out. So, or not War Machine, War Raiders, my bad.
Same thing.
Yeah, I'm just so used to calling them War Machine, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I call them on ICW.
I've seen them as if they've been in a feud with the Mighty, I guess is what they're called. Yeah. I don't know anymore.
Yeah. It's formerly known as TM61. They're now called the Mighty. And they're now a heel tag team, so. But from what I've seen, they were a lot better as faces.
Yeah. I haven't even seen them in the ring once. Then when are they on NXT TV? When I rarely even watch that.
Yeah. It's pretty much like every other. Yeah, about every other week, I'd say they're on.
Yeah.
And, Warriors. I'm pretty sure they also had a feud with Heavy Machinery. It's like a quick feud. It was like 2 or 3 weeks, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I'm probably going to get those two mixed up when I see them on TV. It's like, who are these guys? Oh, damn. Okay.
Yes.
I believe the only part of NXT we have yet to talk about is the women's championship picture.
Yeah, and I was just about to get to that. Pretty interesting. I guess you could say a year in the making. Or close to it.
Rematch.
Shayna Baszler. Huh?
So the rematch of the century.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to brand it as such. Like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane, NXT Women's Championship.
Their match last year was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. I think I only saw highlights, though. It's been a little while, so. Yeah. Like, I saw some highlights, and I've heard from different sources than that it was a good match. So, yeah, I think we'll put on a good match with Brooklyn. I think Kairi Sane might win.
Yeah, because I think they're going to call her up, Baszler.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully she goes to Raw.
She probably will.
Most likely. I mean, they have Rousey over there, so.
Yeah, along with Banks and Bayley. They might set up that feud. They built it up themselves.
Could. Yeah.
They've done it on Instagram a lot, I've seen. Well, lately, anyways.
Yeah. And last year at the Mae Young Classic as well.
Yeah, they had an encounter.
Yeah.
So three out of the four of them are signed, but yeah, I can't
remember. I thought all of them were signed.
They might have, but only three I know are Rousey, Baszler, and Sheffield, I think. But everyone's married to Stark. I don't know.
Well, I know one of the other two, not Baszler or Rousey, I know they had or made their debut at an NXT live event, I'm pretty sure.
It's like in Florida or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I can't remember which one. Yeah, anyway, so the other one, the last member, still has to, or still has yet to make an appearance, I should say.
Yeah.
In a WWE ring in front of a crowd. So, all right, so then. When we started talking about NXT, of course, we did mention about Gargano, Ciampa, and Aleister Black.
Yeah.
Well, I guess not so much Aleister Black now with the injury.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's still being built up in the feud.
Well, as of now, the match is still happening, but it's just unclear whether Black can be able to compete or not.
Yeah. I hope he will be able to, but
we'll know within the next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Something else. Well, I guess, except for NXT. So, time to move on to the main roster. Yay.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
We should probably keep this relatively quick because it's Monday Night Raw and who really cares about this week's because it was kind of bad.
Oh, more than kind of.
Yeah. It wasn't the worst one, but it wasn't the best. It wasn't good, I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's...
It's average. It's like in between.
Yeah, a little bit below average.
I mean, it had its moments with its good moments that are really good with Paul Heyman, this interview.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. I still don't know what they're actually going to do with Heyman. I mean, they're obviously, like, splitting up Lesnar and Heyman, but, I mean, what are they going to do with him after this whole thing's over, you know?
I think it's going to happen. Is it SummerSlam? Because at this point, most people think Roman's not going to beat Brock, and it's kind of likely that he's most likely going to. But my prediction is Heyman's going to interfere in the match. Roman's going to pick up the win.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
In some way or fashion like that.
Yeah. And then hopefully Owens comes down, cashes in.
Most likely, whoever's winning the briefcase at SummerSlam is cashing in.
Most likely. There's like I'd say 90% chance.
To do it, to cash in, and to take it off. Yeah. The safety heat.
Yeah.
But I think at this point, it's kind of, he might get over if he wins, but I don't know about that. We'll see.
That
depends on whether somebody cashes in or not.
Yeah. Well, so that's pretty much the biggest news. Oh, other than like the tag division, I kind of enjoyed what they did with the match between B Team and the Revival. You know, they had the lights out moment.
Yeah.
Then they had the Leaders of Worlds both on the other side, you know, trying to tag in the match. Yeah. I thought that was pretty clever.
Then they're supposed to have a triple threat match next week.
Yeah. I hope the Revival wins.
SummerSlam, but at this point, they probably still are. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that either the Delirious Worlds or Revival are going to win the titles, and B-Team are going to get the rematch at SummerSlam.
Yeah. It's not a championship match, actually, I don't think.
Yeah, it is.
It is. I think it was.
Yeah, it is. That's it's kind of surprising, actually. On the go-home show, they're going to have a title. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't they do that with Neville and Tozawa last year?
Yeah, but then they had the rematch at SummerSlam like later in the week.
Yeah.
That was less title reign. That was just to put it on him, obviously.
Yeah.
But after that, whatever became of Tozawa? Nothing.
Exactly. See, recently he had a brief team with Hideo Itami, but I think that's over now. So
I think after this match at SummerSlam, at the Cruiserweight Championship at SummerSlam, whoever comes out of there, the winner, I think, is going to face Itami next. And then he'll win, and then finally be... It's 205 Live, but maybe he might finally be recognized as he can be a champion and a top guy.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I do regret about like my wrestling watching schedule is not really watching 205 Live. It has gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
It's starting to become one of the better brands instead of...
It's been better than Raw and SmackDown lately, that's for sure. Well, not necessarily, but it's been better than Raw.
Yeah, definitely better than Raw. I mean, 205 Live went from being taken behind the shed and shot to becoming one of the better brands in WWE right now. So, but yeah, I think if Itami's going to win, the title next. I'm thinking that Cedric's going to retain if they are going to do that.
Yeah, but then again, Cedric and Tommy already fought, so.
Yeah. Well, I think it'd just be, it is WWE, though, but, I mean, just to put the title on Gulak at SummerSlam, then have a heel versus heel match for the title.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Again, it is WWE, so.
We'll just have to see. Time will tell.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope it's not on the kickoff show.
It's probably going to, most likely.
Yeah. And they're probably going to have Balor versus Corbin on the main show.
Yeah. I just looked at a thing, and there's 4 matches from Extreme Rules that are on to be on the SummerSlam card.
Huh. Rollins. Or, let's see. Yeah, Rollins.
Braun and Owens. Balor and Corbin. It's another one, but I can't remember which one it was. I can't find it.
Well, the Intercontinental title match, that's a little bit more technical because Extreme Rules, it was an Iron Man match.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's still the same people, though, and it's still for the same title.
I think no matter what they go with, Ambrose is showing up at SummerSlam. He's supposed to.
Yeah. Hopefully. Supposedly, it is, they're running out of time, so I don't think that they are going to do this. They might, though. They still have an episode left. They might make the Intercontinental title match a multi-man match.
Yeah, I saw about that.
Yeah, possibly adding in McIntyre. That's pretty much the only person I could see right now.
Yeah. I think that's what's planned, but I don't really can't think of why.
I guess to give McIntyre a match at SummerSlam instead of just being a manager, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's his first like major pay-per-view since coming back on the main roster.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. So, I don't know. Hopefully that's what they do, but only time will tell.
Yeah. And if time will tell, that'll be a week.
Yeah. Well, less than, yeah.
5 days.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, that's basically it from the Raw side. Now on to SmackDown. I have one huge problem with, or actually two huge problems with this week's episode of SmackDown. I think it was a week ago, Miz said that he wasn't going to be facing Daniel Bryan at SummerSlam.
Yeah, and then he accepts it when it's not on SmackDown. Like, what?
Exactly. I mean, really? Is the writing that bad?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, yeah, it is. But, I mean, seriously?
The one thing I don't like about this Miz feud right now, but before that it was great, but now they're having Miz get the upper hand after freaking hitting Bryan with a vase.
Yeah.
Especially considering that he might be gone in 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I think they're doing that to get him to resign. They're punishing him because he hasn't resigned yet.
Yeah. Well, then Miz take a shot at him for that when the feud was just starting off. And saying, don't let his contract expire, then go wrestle in bingo holders.
Last week, I think.
Yeah. I mean, that was recent. But then, let's see. Oh, you know what they should have done?
Huh.
They would have had to have done a new feud, but what they should have done is make the WWE title match a Fatal 4-Way and have Bryan and Miz, Joe and AJ.
Yeah.
And then, this is my fantasy booking here. Fantasy booking. Have Miz win the title in a heel fashion. And then, you know, you have Daniel Bryan sitting in the ring looking super disappointed. Like, you know, like, have him come close to winning. Like, hit the running knee. Miz throws him out. Then pins whoever Bryan hit the knee on. And he wins the title.
Or, like, after he hits the knee, come from behind and hit him with a move.
Yeah, or something like that. And just have, like, Bryan sitting there looking super disappointed. Like, he was that close to winning. Then, you know, AJ gives rematch next pay-per-view. Then, you know, give Bryan a shot for Survivor Series. You know, Miz wins again. Like, throughout the whole time, Miz is winning, yeah. You know, getting these cheap wins and that. So holding on to the title. Then, Rumble time comes around. Bryan wins the Rumble. Miz, Bryan, main event of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
For the title.
This is all depending on if he resigns or not.
Yeah. Most likely, again, this is just my fantasy booking. So.
No matter what they decide to do with him, they're not going to let him go.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my fantasy booking for that whole situation. Then, all right, so my second problem with tonight's, or yesterday's episode of SmackDown. What they did in the main event, you know, New Day versus The Bar. I have no problem with the New Day winning. I'm not a fan of the New Day, but, you know, them versus Bludgeon Brothers, okay, fine, whatever. But, Cesaro had Big E in a submission, pretty much middle of the ring. Actually, yeah, I meant two submissions. Big E didn't tap for like 10, well, like 5 minutes, at least 5 minutes. Cesaro put him in the sharpshooter, had him locked in. Big E did not tap, and he was basically just trying to crawl his way to the ropes. Cesaro brought him to the middle of the ring. Still wasn't tapped. Like, still did not tap to the sharpshooter. Probably the most famous submission move right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there. It's up there with the figure four.
The only problem I had with it is when I saw the New Day one, I thought it as a surprise, obviously, because my problem is, why do you have the Bar losing their second match and their return to SmackDown when you're not going to give them a championship opportunity?
Exactly.
Got it.
Oh. And that's how I did it with the sharpshooter. Then Cesaro thought, okay, this isn't working. Then he applied the crossface. Like, okay, I can see Big E not typing that because you know who that was, his finisher. Bang Bang. We'll just leave it at that. Wrong choice of words there. So, and I'm not talking about Mick Foley. So, yeah. So, okay, as you can see, Big E now tapping out to that, you know, since Nameless used that. But it is still used as a finisher today. That's what Gargano uses as his finisher. Yeah. So this finishing move.
Yeah.
So then, by Big E not tapping out to either one of those moves, it makes three things look weak. It makes Cesaro look weak, when he's supposed to be one of the strongest people, and is one of the strongest people in WWE.
And it makes
the sharpshooter look weak. What?
And it makes his two finishers that he used look weak.
Exactly. Well, the crossface, I don't think that's one of his finishers. But it is Gargano's finisher.
For most people.
Yeah.
That use it.
Yeah. And, Daniel Bryan, he does a variation of the crossface with the S-lock. But then you have the sharpshooter look weak, which, again, one of the most popular or one of the most famous moves, like submission moves in wrestling. So, I mean, it's just really.
Yeah.
Like, I can see the cross face, you know, because again, bang bang, hang, you know, I'll just leave it at that. You can Google it if you want to. Like, okay, I can see that, but I mean, still, Gargano uses it, so. Oh man, it's just this weird booking. And then, oh, okay. Actually, I just realized why the New Day won. And it's kind of the point that I made earlier with Gulak and Tommy. They probably wouldn't do a heel-on-heel title match.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas if the Bar won, that's what it would have been. So they have the New Day win, so it's still face versus heel.
Maybe they had to do that also to have, well, the New Day win the titles again and plus get the titles off the Bludgeon Brothers because they've had them for a long time.
Yeah, maybe. I still think Sanity are the ones that are going to beat Bludgeon Brothers, but I might be wrong about that prediction.
Because they have trouble with them and too.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah. Am I forgetting anything wrestling-wise?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
About AJ. I didn't watch his promo, but it was like his Blacklash and Samoa Joe, like their past.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, basically, well, it wasn't really that. Oh, that reminds me of another promo, which was just absolutely incredible on SmackDown. I'll talk about it right after this, though. So AJ, you know, he basically was saying, like, Samoa Joe was right to a point where AJ was at home all the time. But then, of course, he went on saying Samoa Joe isn't going to leave SummerSlam with the title, and he won't leave without getting crap beat out of him, basically. That's the promo. It was, it was above average. It wasn't bad.
Classic title defense, lashing out kind of promo, sort of.
Yeah, a little bit. AJ's definitely. They could have done a lot better with this feud.
Yeah.
You know?
They could have gave it more build-up.
Yeah. Funny thing is, it's two former TNA guys competing in a main event of SummerSlam for a WWE title.
Well, let's just say main event because we all know Brock and Roman are main event sending SummerSlam again.
Yeah, but it's a SmackDown,
yeah, SmackDown main event. Yeah.
So, it's not like the main event, yeah. It's a SmackDown main event.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so.
Watch it be mid-card.
Yeah.
It's happened before.
And they'll have, what?
Said it's happened before.
Yeah, that's true. So, then, the start of the show, can't believe I forgot this. Randy Orton.
Oh, yeah.
Another stellar promo. Randy Orton, he's just been doing absolutely incredible lately.
Yeah.
With the new heel. Yeah, making that.
I like that. Heel gimmick that he's always had. But I guess now he has stuff that he can actually say that makes sense.
Yeah, he's I mean, it is similar to what he's had before. It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
It's basically a variation, but like his promos recently, he's just been it's not really pipe bomb level, but I mean, he's like warming to that level, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With like behind the scenes stuff, personal stuff, you know, that kind of whole section of and all that. So he's been going for that well, and it's just been great. Oh man. Oh. Another. I don't know how this happened or why they even did this, but R-Truth fought Nakamura tonight.
I saw he didn't put up a bad fight, but it's obviously he lost. I would hope so, at least.
Yeah, well, he got like a few moves in,
yeah.
But it was.
But it's the
It was
classic,
basically a
the
squash match.
champion gets the upper hand later on,
Yeah.
just dominates him and then wins the match because it's R-Truth and he always seems to lose the match.
Yeah. Did you see the promo that he did?
No.
I mean, it was kind of cringy, but at the same time, it was still funny.
It's hard.
Like he.
We have something funny to say or something stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, he challenged Nakamura to a United States title match. Then, Ty Dillinger saying no, he already has a match. And R-Truth goes, well, I guess I'll just have to give my title opportunity to everybody else. Gets, or the way everybody else gets theirs, I'll just have to pin Carmella. And then Ty Dillinger saying, no, you can't do that. For some reason, those two are basic. They're kind of becoming a tag team now.
Yeah. The first
but,
half had a tag match yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably have a live events.
Yeah, live events. But, I mean, they're pretty much a tag team. It's just like,
yeah,
not official.
Yeah.
So.
If they were going to do that, they should have put Ty Dillinger on Raw and put them in the Raw tag division because Raw needs for more tag teams.
Yeah. Then you got AOP going around in the mid card when they should be in the title picture.
Yeah.
They're facing Titus Worldwide.
Yeah. Classic 50-50-50 booking.
Yeah.
What it is.
That's for sure.
Well, not necessarily, but when it comes to booking, that's probably like one of the worst things you could probably do.
Yeah. Oh. Forgot the other part of the backstage segment with R-Truth. So then Ty Dillinger, he's trying to point at like Nakamura, but he ended up Renee Young was there, since she was interviewing Nakamura. Then R-Truth came in, during the title match and the whole Carmella thing. And then Ty Dillinger, he was trying to point to Nakamura. And then R-Truth misunderstood what he was trying to say and said, "You want me to have a match with Renee Young?" Then Nakamura did the whole no speak English thing. Left and they had a match.
That's just gonna build up a match.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but at the same time, it's just like, really, that's what Nakamura's there for.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's it for wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what this entire 45 minutes has been.
Yeah. So, now time to move on to the comic section. There's usually about one or two news pieces a week. So, start off with DC first. There's a supposedly. Supergirl is going to get her own movie, and apparently that's going to be the lead into for Man of Steel 2. So, it could be interesting. Supergirl, she has her own TV show. Man,
that's usually how it starts. They get a TV show, then they get a movie.
Yeah. Let's see.
Of course, the TV show does well.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the TV show.
Yeah, true.
So Supergirl might be the prelude, I think that's the right word, into Man of Steel 2. So, which I'm pretty sure is going to happen. I'm just not sure when. I haven't seen anything on it, so, other than the whole Supergirl thing. Then DC is supposedly going to make another movie about one of their, I guess, it's kind of safe to say lesser known teams that they have, the Birds of Prey.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, so that just proved my point. Basically, it's a all women's team. They have Batgirl, Black Canary, Green Arrow's wife. I can't think of her name, but the one girl from Suicide Squad, not Harley Quinn, but the one with the sword.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't
seen the samurai sort of lady. She's on there. Then I think there's one or two more. Just can't remember who's all on there. But apparently they're going to be getting their own movie. They had their own TV show, but it really did bad. So going off of the TV show, which it was a little while ago, so the movie might be better, but you know, the TV show is really bad, so I don't know. It could be good, but just depends if they make it right. So, alright. So, that's basically it for DC, from what I saw anyways. Then, with Marvel, this isn't really a spoiler, but it's a Easter egg that was found in Infinity War. If you have seen it, then you'll know there was another Easter egg. You'll know it when you see it. I think it was in the post-credit scene for Captain Marvel. So like the big Marvel news piece, which everybody is just kind of like going crazy about, because it was one of those things where it's like right there, but then like until somebody points it out, you don't notice it until it gets pointed out. Then it's just like, then you can't help but notice it.
Yeah,
it's one of those Easter eggs. One of Thanos's, I can't think of the name of them. I think they're called the Black Circle, something like that.
I know what you're talking about. I just can't remember what they call it. What they call them?
Yeah, the powerhouse.
Is like on there. Group he's with in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah, can I? I'm gonna have to look this up. I remember what the Easter egg is. I just gotta look up the names in that. So,
I also found two pieces of Marvel news myself.
Oh, what are they?
I saw that if Disney does not bring back the director of Guardians of the Galaxy, Dave Bautista will quit. He said he'll quit. You know what that means?
Oh, yeah.
As Drax. Yeah, right. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, actually, I just found the... I'm not sure if you found this or not. About the Netflix deal, I guess.
Which one?
Is that your other news piece?
No, it wasn't about... It was something else. It was like something that was like spotted in Infinity War.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I'm looking up with the names and that. Let's see.
Another part I found had something to do with a stone. Apparently, you could see whenever they. I just saw it when I was flipping through my Instagram feed. I'm like, what's this? Because it wasn't like a spoiler or anything.
Yeah.
But, like, whenever they. Like, Thor has his hammer in him, and then he goes, like, does a snap and goes through the portal. You can see the time stone, like, reversing. Like, somehow.
Huh.
Which I'm kind of guessing that's how it, like, made everybody disappear, but I'm not entirely sure. Or if that's just all of them combined.
Maybe. But, oh, okay, so here we go. The guy's name is Cull Obsidian. Let's see.
Is that the big
can't
guy?
Find the group.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, he's the guy with the Easter egg. Around his waist. I'm trying to figure. Where's the group name for these guys? Ah, dang it. Alright, I'm going to have to look a little. Let's see.
I also saw, it's like a not really a rumor, but it's something that could have happened that not confirmed. But you remember the guy from Ragnarok, the blue guy?
Yeah.
Okay, I think he was like Korg or something.
Yeah.
Apparently he may or may not have, I'm not entirely sure, but he may not have survived the snap.
Huh.
He was one of the better parts of Ragnarok.
Yeah.
You find it?
I'm gonna check another article.
I believe that's all my news. I think, but I might forget something.
Black Order. That's what the group's. That's what the group's called. The Black Order.
I knew it was something.
Yeah, thanks.
Black.
Huh?
I knew it was Black something.
Yeah, I thought it was. What did I say earlier? It was like the Black Circle or something like that. Yeah, so the Black Order, Cull Obsidian, then the telekinesis guy, went to Earth. So then you can see Cull Obsidian with, can't think of the right word, but it's, he has like a belt on, then like a little piece of cloth, sort of, coming off. I can't think of the word of like what's actually called. But anyway, so like on that little clothing, it's like off to the side. You can look it up. Basically, it's pretty much the design of a Captain Marvel's costume or uniform, whatever you want to call it. So it's basically the big Easter egg everybody was going crazy after. So, then, the other news piece I found was Ant-Man and the Wasp will be the last Marvel movie on Netflix.
Huh.
Because.
So, like, for that are going to be on it? Like, Black Panther and Infinity War?
Yeah. Pretty much up to Ant-Man and the Wasp. So,
I think Ant-Man's the last like movie for now until like next like spring, like late spring next year.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's when Captain Marvel comes out, like sometime after that, like Avengers 4 comes out, I think. Then that's the only two movies that come out and for Marvel next year that I know of. There might be another one. I don't know.
Isn't Spider-Man 2 supposed to come out next year, or is that 2020?
2019.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was supposed to come out like a little bit after Avengers 4.
After Avengers 4, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Avengers 4 marks Phase 5, I think, or whatever we're on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Oh, excuse me. And the reason why Ant-Man and the Wasp is going to be the last movie on Netflix is because of the Disney streaming service.
Then after that, it'll be on there.
Yeah. apparently it'll be up and running at that point. And then they're going to, I think Captain Marvel's supposed to be the first movie on there for Marvel. So, I only saw the headline, so I'm not sure if the Netflix, like the movies that are on Netflix right now, they're going to stay on Netflix or if they're going to be
most likely moved not, because they're Marvel's property and they don't have a deal anymore.
Yeah, well, don't they still have a deal with the Netflix originals?
I don't know. They might, unless they transfer them over.
Yeah. Maybe.
They still have a deal in there somewhere, but it might be just for, is it just for Marvel movies? Or Disney in general?
So. I'm pretty sure Disney in general, because they have Star Wars The Clone Wars on there.
Yeah.
I think
The Last Jedi's on there too.
Yeah. That's you know, Last Jedi, Rogue One.
Yeah, Rogue One's still on there. Force Awakens is not any, there anymore. I think they took it off.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
Like kind of like eat well, I got an HBO or like a Starz or something like that.
I'm sure Hulu has it.
Yeah. Probably. So, yeah.
So I'm not sure. Again, I didn't really go into or look at all the details. So I'm not sure if with the Marvel movies if they're gonna be on both. Or if, like, the ones that are on Netflix are going to stay on Netflix. And, like, Captain Marvel and so on will be on the streaming service. Or if they're just going to move them all over to the streaming service. I'm not sure what the plan is or what the deal is.
Officially.
Yeah, I'm not sure about it. And the last piece of... Marvel news, I just remembered this. The second Venom trailer came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the more I...
October, doesn't it?
What?
So that comes out in October, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if they'll... Yeah. I kind of doubt it. They might eventually, but at this point it kind of seems like it won't be an MCU, but it could be.
I'm not sure.
I'm sure they might put a reference in there somewhere.
Yeah. Well, at least do a reference, but...
Maybe it's something, if there is one.
From what I saw, it isn't going to be part of the MCU. Since Sony's doing the movie, you know?
Yeah, because they don't have they don't have Sony's rights.
Yeah, and supposedly Sony... That's it. Yeah. From what I saw, Sony is going to do a Spider-Verse, basically, but without Spider-Man because they don't have the rights to Spider-Man.
Yeah, so, they're making like one with Miles Morales in that comes out in December, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be an animated movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The trailer already came out for that, or was that a fan-made trailer that I saw?
For which one?
The Miles Morales
movie. It's an animated movie, and the trailer is animated, and it came out a while ago. Like,
yeah, they butchered that. They really screwed that up. Yeah. It did have the original Spider-Man in there, but the story that they're doing... it's animated, so they can't really...
Yeah.
...show everything with the original story. But the original story, it is more impactful because, I mean, Peter Parker died. And at that point, he wasn't coming back. So it was a bit surprising. And so, yeah. Then... gonna be part of the Spider-Verse. Oh, then Black Cat and Silver Sable, pretty sure are getting their own movie, which will also be part of the Sony Spider-Verse. I'm pretty sure, at least. Wonder if Venom's gonna have the Black Spider, or not the Black Spider, the White Spider on his chest and back. or they're just going to stick with the costume design that they have now.
Should be working?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Oh, okay.
Using my mic. Because I thought that would work this time.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing it is working, so. Alright, so. Pretty sure we left off talking about the Venom movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see.
Let's hope I don't press anything on accident this time.
Yeah, hopefully. Oh, I don't know what I was saying. I wonder if, like, the costume design for Venom is going to stay the same. If, like, I'm pretty sure they are going to make a sequel. I wonder if he's ever going to get the, like, white spider on his front.
I think he has it on the front a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know it, if he does, it's definitely not the same.
Yes, when they see, it seems like if they make a movie on them, it's like completely different.
Yeah, I don't think they could use it for copyright reasons. Actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
But I do know they are going to be homage in the first Venom movie. Then the second one, he's got Carnage is going to be the main villain, at least from what I saw. So could be interesting there. I think that's all I have news wise. So, I guess time to wrap it up. So,
yeah.
So I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I might be doing this a bit more regularly. See how it goes in that. Might also have some other guests on here. But anyway, so check out Ultimate Gamer 17 on YouTube. He also has his own podcast. Talks about the NFL, NASCAR, and he also does updates on the channel on that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I tend to not really give opinions. I'm not really big on that. Unless I get going, then I'll get going. But my podcast don't seem to be very long. I mean, this last one was like 8 minutes.
Really? Is that it?
Like, yeah. I didn't have much to cover. I just like did a quick recap. But if I would have put opinions in, it would have been much longer. But I didn't have too much to cover. I had like a few little like. Oh, it was only had like this weekend's NASCAR races and the Hall of Fame game, and there wasn't really much for me to say. Then I added into the inductees, but that was it.
Usually, I don't have much to cover, but I usually have quite a few opinions, as you discovered.
I've done that for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Then again, that goes both ways.
Yeah, good point.
My podcast, like, I'll talk more if, like, I'm talking to someone, but if it's just me talking, they're not going to be that long.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll talk to myself when I'm not, doing it. I'm like, why don't I do that when I'm, like, actually filming something? It's like, what the heck?
Yeah.
That's just how I am, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. So, anyway, I might be on one of your podcast episodes.
Eventually, once we figure out what to talk about. I'm sure there'll be something down the line. I mean, there'll probably be a game or two that we'll watch or something, or something that's like in general or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
we'll find something.
Yeah, well, got something. I could talk about a little bit about Penn State college football.
Yeah.
I'll have stuff. I probably won't have as much as I would if I actually watched it on TV, but like I have a little bit like my experience from the game, which should be interesting. Like my first impressions.
Oh yeah, didn't you get season tickets?
Not season tickets, but tickets for the game. I wish I had season tickets. Oh. I mean, I would go, but but it's just students and stuff.
Yeah,
which said
season
tickets, but... Oh yeah, I just got it for the first game.
Ah,
yeah,
against Appalachian State.
Yeah,
whatever it's called.
Yeah, same thing. I guess depending on where you're from, I guess. I was thinking about when maybe like considering it, maybe like filming, like going in and maybe like some parts of the game and like posting it or something as like a vlog sort of, but like I'm not gonna, I might say something here and there, but I don't know. Like of course I can film something and take pictures, I guess.
Yeah.
For my first time going.
Yeah, definitely gotta take pictures.
Oh yeah, definitely. I have the space for it.
Alright. So yeah, we both have YouTube channels. So
it's not really much for me unless it takes off overnight. I mean, boy, would that be a surprise, but we'll see. It'll take time. I have to get better. It's just the best stuff I do. I have to get some stuff for it, though. That's a lot. So it'll probably be a year or two before I get figured things out, like making things better. I'll get there eventually. It just takes time.
Yeah, I think pretty much that's the way it goes with about everything. So.
Yeah, good things take time.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. Well, thanks for doing the podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you later.
See you later.